So what did your father do?
When the family moved back to St Albans, he worked at the EAC, Electrical Apparatus Company, down, I think it was New Barnes Mill, New Barnes Avenue. Not for long, because we had two of Mum's brothers were in the retail trade. One was the manager of Saxby's, which was the top of Victoria Street, in there next to the library. The other one was the under-manager of Sainsbury's in St Peter Street, in a day where the shop had marble slabs in the windows, and you queued for your butter at one, you queued for your sugar at another, you queued for your eggs at another, and then you went and paid the lady at the end in the office. Mrs Sweeby, her name was. Her husband was a copper. So Dad worked at the AC and then got a job at Sainsbury's, probably because he knew my uncle. Did his basic sort of meat cutting training and so on there. Mum never worked. And then Dad moved from Sainsbury's to Saxby's. It's who you know, what not what you know, isn't it? Saw the move from Victoria Street to Chequer Street, next to Giffin's. That was when there was still a car park behind the cinema, and the civil defence headquarters were down there. And the shop had a side entrance. And he just worked his way up there, became the under manager there, and then got his own shop for Saxby's in Dunstable, and then subsequently Harpenden. And then they closed down because they were beaten by all the probably the finest pork butchers. They were based in Northampton. And I remember going to their factory once. They got a brand new factory and they were very proud of it. And they walked the pig in at one end and took the pork pies out of the other. They did everything. So Dad was in the retail trade. I had a Saturday job, which turned out into a holiday job as well, for a butcher's down Latimer Road called Griffiths. John Griffiths and Joan Todd ran it. They were partners. They weren't related. They weren't a pair. They used to run the shop, the butcher's shop, opposite the Tudor Tavern called Keane's. He was the butcher and she was the cashier. So I got a job with Griffiths down Latimer Road before school and after school. Because you did that to earn you a couple of quid a week, didn't you? And then school holidays was full time. When I come to leave in school, they offered me a third of the business for free if I took my apprenticeship in butchery. And I stumbled over it and I thought, no, I've seen my dad, he's in the retail food trade, he's doing 60 hours a week, that's not for me. So I refused it and went into the GPO.
Postman?
No, engineer.
Engineer?
Yeah. That's 1961. Took the engineering apprenticeship and stayed with them, man and boy, until I retired.